here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of Andreas William Heinesen. William Heinesen, born in Tórshavn in the Faroe Islands, 1900, islands that belong to Denmark. They're about halfway between Iceland and Scotland. William Heinesen, who spoke Faroese at home, a language descended from Old Norse, spoken by less than 80,000 people in the world, but he wrote his novels and his poetry in Danish, which he'd learned at school. His first novel, published in Denmark as Blæsnegry, was translated into English just last year as Windswept Dawn, and all of his books written in Danish have since been translated into Faroese, The Black Cauldron and The Lost Musicians. It's the birthday of the Scottish writer Ivor Cutler, born in Glasgow, 1923, author of many books including Cockadoodle Don't and Many Flies Have Feathers. It was on this day, 1759, the British Museum first opened in the Bloomsbury district of London. The Reading Room wasn't built until nearly 100 years later, 1857. And it's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929, who, when he was just 26, was chosen to lead the boycott of segregated buses in Montgomery, Alabama. Wasn't sure he wanted to do that or that he wanted to be a preacher, but he said later that he realized that the civil rights movement had more force than his own doubts and that he had to act like a charismatic figurehead, even if he didn't feel like one. Here's a poem for today by Maura Stanton, entitled At the Vets. The German shepherd can't lift his hindquarters off the tiled floor. His middle-aged owner heaves the dog over his shoulder, and soon two sad voices drift from the exam room, discussing heart failure, kidneys, and old age, while a rushing woman pants into the office, grasping a terrier with trembling legs she found abandoned in a drainage ditch. It's been abused, she says, and sits down, the terrier curled in her lap, quaking as the memory of something bad returns and returns. She strokes its ears, whispering endearments, while my two cats, here for routine checkups, peer through the mesh of their old green carrier. The smell of fear so strong on their damp fur I tasted as I breathe. Soon the woman, like the receptionist with her pen in mid-air, is listening too, hushed by the duet, swelling in volume now, the vet's soprano counterpointed by the owner's baritone, as he pleads with her to give him hope. The vet, trying to be kind, rephrasing the truth over and over until it becomes a lie they both pretend to accept. The act's over. His dog's to stay behind for ultrasound and kidney tests, and the man, his face whipped by grief as if he were caught in a wind, hurries past us and out the front door, leaving the audience, cats, terrier, people, sunk in their places, too stunned to applaud. At the Vets, a poem by Maura Stanton from her collection Immortal Sofa, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.